right, coming right back at you. Good morning. 9:24. Got the sun shining here. We are at 58 degrees. And time to do what we do every Thursday. Got to do my check-in with Mary Wolfgram out at Twin Town Villa. I call the place the Hive because it's always buzzing out there. Mary on the phone with me. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, and I know that that you are crazy busy out there between the activities. You got walkers, you got singers, you got all sorts of things going on. What's happening at Twin Town Villa? Catch us up.
Well, this week we've had some music, we've had some shopping, we've had exercise, we've had games, we've had cards, we've had $2 bingo, we've had just all kinds of stuff. We're hopping and shaking over here, as you state. You know, for future things, we're looking forward to doing, you know, going to see the leaves. We're going to do, this year, instead of running to Maplewood State Park, I think we're going to do a harvest run. So not only do we get to view some of the beautiful leaves, but we also get to, you know, we're farmers out here. We get to see the fields being harvested and things like that.
So that is a great idea. That is a great idea. And again, just citing the field trips that you take, because you don't just keep it at home. You get out there and you take people around, too. I love these field trips. And you do a lot of those throughout the year, correct?
We do. We do multiple throughout the month, or we try, you know, with going out to eat, going on little jaunts here and there, doing different things. And so our bus is out and about, you know, weekly, for sure. And so we, our residents were active prior to coming here, so we want to continue that. And that, you know, so that they know that this is their home and they don't, they're not just locked up somewhere. This is, they're able to still get out and about, do different things, volunteer in the community, attend church, you know, do the things that they want to do. They just, you know, if they need assistance in making those things happen, we're here to help with that.
Well, I knew a resident out there, and this was a while back, that said, you know what, when I was in my home before I got out here, I wasn't moving around much, but I got out here and now I just can't stop going. And it was just a great transition. Let's talk availability. Anything open out there?
Right now, we only have one apartment.
Okay.
Left and on our assisted living side. And so if this is something that you are on the fence post about, you want to, you know, check it out, come on in and give us a shout, or stop in and take a tour, you know, and see what we can do for you.
Fantastic. Mary, always great to talk with you. You have a great rest of the week and a good weekend, and we will catch up next Thursday, okay?
You too. Enjoy the nice weather.
All bye-bye. Right. That is Mary Wolfgram. We talk with Mary every Thursday here at Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Wednesday's Farm Talk, I visited with one of the